The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be inducting new members next month, and in the lead-up to that ceremony, we are looking at the careers of those who will be entering the hall. 40-some years ago, a guy named Vince changed his name and then helped usher in a new era in rock. From member station WCPN, David C. Barnett has the story of Alice Cooper.
Vince Vernier's first stage costume was a Beatles wig. He and some buddies from the Cortez High School cross-country team in Phoenix entered a talent show in 1964, doing their impression of the Fab Four. They went over so well that they cut a record the following year. They called themselves the Spiders, and Vernier says they really took their stage image seriously.
There was a giant web behind us. We wore all black. We didn't just show up and stand up on stage, we appeared on stage.
And that became a key to the band's success. They headed for Los Angeles and a name change.
That was the point where I said, let's not be obvious. Let's not call ourselves the Tarantulas or anything like that. Let's go the other way. Let's call ourselves something that sounds like a little old lady. I said Alice Cooper, and that just kind of stuck.
The band found that the more confusing their image was, the more gigs they got. So Vince Vernier dressed his little old lady character in black leather pants. He borrowed his girlfriend's slip, and he threw some stage blood on it.
People would look at that and go, what the hell is that?
Critics had the same reaction to the Alice Cooper Band's first album.
Today, Mala, let it happen, happy slapping, tapping patio. She'd like to give her life away, like to stay another day old.
Pretties for You was released in 1969 on Frank Zappa's Straight Records label. Zappa saw Alice Cooper as a bizarre comedy act, but the band's first two albums tanked. Then producer Bob Ezrin came in and took a song that was originally called I'm Edgy and turned it into a commercial pop hit.
He took that and he kept dumbing it down until it was a 3-minute anthem for every kid that was 18 and an outcast.
I'm 18 and I don't know what I want. 18, I just don't know what I want.
The band kept building its image, staging theatrical concerts, which generally involved the character of Alice being executed via hanging, electrocution, or a guillotine. Once, he brought a live boa constrictor on stage. But a key to his persona has always been a sense of humor. Cooper appeared on The Muppet Show and in a Staples commercial playing a father shopping with a sullen daughter for school supplies.
I thought she said school's out forever.
No, no, no. The song goes, school's out for summer. Nice try, though.
I think the shock value of Alice is over, and I don't think you can shock an audience anymore, really. I mean, Lady Gaga, really shocking? I don't think so.
Alice Cooper knows that image is just that, and he's a bit bemused by some of the musicians who have followed in his footsteps.
You get these bands that are, oh, we are the baby eaters, and we're Satan worshipers, and all this. And then you meet them off stage, and they're going, hello, Mr. Cooper, this is my mother. She made cookies for you.
After all these years, the person behind the lyrics, the black leather, and the mascara is still a nice guy. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
No more is the nice guy.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.